Hi everyone, welcome back to Mindset Monday Live here at Gymnast Mindset. I am Sherry Medini, and tonight we're going to be talking about how to use practice to help improve your meet day mindset. If you are new here, be sure to click on over to the Gymnast Mindset page, or if you're watching on the Gymnast Mindset page, make sure you like us and are following so that you can keep up with everything that we're talking about. We try to really share a lot of information for gymnasts, coaches, and parents, and the gymnasts themselves to help with the mindset portion of our sport. Gymnast Mindset is a gymnastics-specific mindset program. It's for both individuals and teams, and we help gymnasts in areas like confidence, mental toughness, relaxing under pressure, all of those good things. Whether you're in season, whether we're over the summer, we kind of have different topics that we like to bring up here or there. As I always say, this isn't therapy. This is not motivational speaking. It is strength training for your mind. So we really emphasize the importance of consistency, the importance of doing this day after day, week after week, really focusing. And that's something that we're going to really touch on tonight. You practice a lot more often than you compete. So it's super important that you're implementing these mindset strategies and that you are that you're working on the mindset stuff at practice as well, and that you're practicing the way that you're going to compete. I am going to share this out real quick. Give me a moment here, and then we will dive in. I wanted to say thank you to everyone that came up to us. We were at the Pink Invitational in Philly this past weekend. Kim and I were both there, and it was so great to see you guys in person. It was great to catch up with people. I really, really appreciate anyone who stopped us to say hello. So it was great to see people face to face, and I enjoyed getting to spend a good 12 hours just watching gymnastics and doing all that good fun stuff. All right, so I think I got it shared over there. So like I said, tonight we're going to be talking about how you can use practice to help meet day mindset, because I think so often for gymnasts, these are two separate things. I'm distracted. I'm trying to share it over to this other page and it doesn't seem to be cooperating. We'll get it later. All right, so so often gymnasts tend to treat them as two different things, that, you know, their attitude and their work ethic and how they practice is so different than meet day. And all of a sudden meet day comes and, you know, they eat differently and they do their hair differently and they wear different things and they warm up differently and they go into it with a totally different mentality. And a lot of times, I at least know when I was a gymnast, that I almost thought that was a good thing. That meet day, I was really focused. And, you know, that those nerves, I was channeling it differently. And it just, I can't express to you how different meet day felt. And I would imagine that a lot of gymnasts feel that same way, where it's meet day. It's just different. And that's not really a good thing, because the whole thing about gymnastics, and something we talk about a lot, is that, you know, your routine should be your routine, your skills should be your skills. That when you're practicing that many hours a week, when you're training, you know, 5-6 days a week, you have those things dialed in. You know what you're doing. Your skills are like riding a bike to you. And it shouldn't be something that you try to change in the moment. And when you get to meet day, if your mindset's different, if your body's feeling different, if you're having a whole different approach to it, you're not going to be able to perform the way that you were performing in practice. You're also not going to feel as confident. Things are going to feel off. So essentially that first part is, you know, practice the way that you want to compete is a big piece of it. And also make sure that you compete the way that you've been practicing. So one of the things that we talk about through the program with our gymnasts is, what are these specific things? How can we make practice feel more like a meet? That's kind of step one. So especially if you're not competing as often, you know, our college gymnasts, they're competing a lot. They're getting a lot of experience in there, and they may not be getting a ton of practice in between. So that's kind of it's a little bit different. They are getting a lot of meet experience. Whereas a lot of the club gymnasts that we work with, they're not competing as often, and it can be tough. Yes, you're in the gym a lot. Yes, you're practicing a lot, but you're not getting a lot of meets in. And if you're treating meets differently than you're treating practices, you're gonna run into some issues there. So that's step one. You know, we go through, we try to figure out what ways can you, particularly, maybe you can talk with your coach about it and brainstorm, maybe you can brainstorm with your teammates. Mindset coaches are fantastic for this, but we really try to come up with how can you make practice similar to a meet. And then obviously the flip side of that is, how are we gonna make meet day similar to practice? How are we gonna make meet day seem like any other day? And there's kind of a lot of things that we can do, and a lot of things that it doesn't have to be these big major changes, but it is important to pay attention to it and at least address it. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, your routines are your routines. Your coach is not asking you to go out there and do anything that you haven't been hitting in practice, or that you haven't been training in practice. The flip side of that as well, I had a conversation the one time with one of my girls that she was stressing out about a certain skill on beam, and she was worried that she was going to fall or make a big mistake. And we were talking about how, you know, in the past couple weeks of practice, she has not hit this skill. Like, I don't think even once. And we had the conversation, like, be realistic. She was going into this and it was throwing her off and it was making her worried, and she was stressing out about this leading up to it, when the reality was, I said, if you haven't been hitting it in practice, you're probably not going to hit it on meet day. But the fact of the matter is, if you fall, let's say worst case scenario, you fall on this skill, you take the deduction, you take the 5/10ths, and you move on with the rest of the meet. If you're going to let this one skill affect your mindset going into this, stress you out, worry about it, you know, you can handle 5/10ths. You can take 5/10ths, whatever. It is what it is. We're not going to change it now. But don't let it affect everything else. Don't turn it into, you know, also falling on floor and on ball. And like, don't let it bleed into the rest of the meet. The other piece of it is, don't expect miracles to happen when you get to meet day. That if you're not making something in practice, you know, don't expect to be able to do it on meet day. I have coached girls, I have some mindset girls, you know, that we've tried to work these things where they're like, well, just throw it. Where I had girls who, I coached girls that would not throw the skill until meet day. And I know there's kind of differing philosophies there of like, well, then they shouldn't be competing, they shouldn't be allowed to throw this skill. And I feel like, yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to that. But give or take, I know there's also coaches that do allow gymnasts to compete and chuck that skill, because these are the skills that the girls could do in their sleep. So if you are saying, I know I can throw it on meet day, I know I'll be fine, I know I can make it happen, and it stresses me out in practice, and it worries me, and I have a mental block about it, so I'm just not gonna do it, and I'll do it on meet day, and it'll be fine. It's always been fine. But the reality of that is, it's not fine. I have a couple thoughts on it. If you were still throwing this skill in practice, just imagine how confident and how good this skill could be if you were actually practicing it. If you can do it on meet day after not having done it for weeks and do it once every couple weeks, imagine how good it would be if you actually practiced it, if you actually trained it. The other piece of it is, if you were actually doing that skill in practice, you'd be able to progress. You'd be able to progress past that point. You'd be able to build off of that skill. You'd be able to go from there. If you're only throwing it on meet day, you're gonna be stuck. You're just gonna be stuck at that same spot. Yeah, you might not lose that skill, but you're not gonna move past it either to the next level of difficulty. And the other thing is, you can't tell me that you're totally okay with only throwing that skill on meet day. That's stressful. It worries you. It's in the back of your head where your brain is telling you, we haven't done this in a while. Are you sure? And even though you will throw it when the pressure's on, it's not a good place to be in. You don't want to be in that place. So, you know, that's kind of an extreme situation. The less extreme version of that is like, if it's not working in practice, don't expect it to work in a meet. If it does, great. It was a fluke. Maybe you had a little bit extra energy and adrenaline going into it. You know, call it a win, but also don't expect those miracles to happen. As far as, it surprises me how often gymnasts don't have a plan for meet day. You know, you, that day of the meet, you want to conserve as much brain power as possible. You want to conserve as much energy as possible. You want to have things planned out. So things that you can work on in practice that will help prepare you for meet day, you know, think through in meets, 30 second touch can be stressful. It can be tough to go in, especially if you don't have a plan. On every single event, you should know what your 30 second touch is. And it is what it is. It doesn't really need to vary. You know what your 30 second touch is. The purpose of it is not to hit every skill in your routine. The purpose of it is to touch the equipment and get back into the swing of things. You should also have a really good idea of what your warm-ups are gonna look like. You know, by now, you should have a good idea of, okay, if it's warm-up compete kind of situation, you know, this is kind of how it goes, and I'm used to that. If it's warm-up everything, compete everything, you have an idea of how that goes, and making sure that you're kind of practicing under that same assumption. It's easy at practice to warm up. I'm thinking like, okay, you're on floor, and before you guys start floor routines, you're warming up your tumbling passes. Maybe you're giving yourself a little bit too much, like too much practice before you start full out routines. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you are only doing a couple passes and then you're throwing a full routine. That's important to think about too, because if you get to meet day and you say, I haven't warmed up enough, I haven't practiced enough, I didn't chuck all of my passes five times or whatever, you know, or two times or whatever you want to do before it's time to compete, remind yourself that in practice, you've done full out floor routines with maybe only warming up like half, you know, like not even a full out pass. Or maybe you did one of each pass and then you were able to throw a full routine. I remember there were times where like, okay, I warmed up like a layout and I was like, okay, whatever. Like I know I can do my routine. Take that as confidence that when you go into meet day, if warm-ups aren't going well, if you didn't get in as much as you hoped you would, it's okay. You've done all these things before. I try to really remind, especially my mindset clients that, you know, because they'll be like, oh, I was sick and I'm not going to get a practice in before the meet this Saturday. And I'm not going to get that last practice in, or they canceled it, or there was snow or whatever. There's always stuff that comes up. I remind them that there wasn't anything that was going to happen at that practice that was going to be revolutionary or change anything. You weren't going to go into that practice and change your routine or learn a new floor routine or, you know, add in a new skill the practice before. I mean, occasionally that happens. Maybe sometimes at the lower levels that might happen, and you might try it out, but you've done these same things. I forget what it was. I don't know if it was, I feel like it was like a lower level qualifying meet or something. It was maybe like a level 8 or level 9. And I had had walking pneumonia, the week leading up to the meet. I did not practice a single day in, I think it was like a week and a half, maybe. I was out, I hadn't practiced, but I was starting to feel better and I wanted to compete. And I think it was like, I don't know, sectionals or something, whatever it was. So I was like, well, I'm going to compete. You know, it was why not? I was feeling better. But I walked in with kind of, wasn't super nervous. I knew I hadn't been practicing. I knew like the pressure wasn't on. I knew I shouldn't have cared about what everybody else thought, but I did. I didn't have gymnast mindset back then. And I went in a little bit more relaxed because I felt like there weren't expectations. Because I was like, well, I've been sick. We'll see what happens. I had a fantastic meet. Everything was calm, cool, hit all of my stuff, shocked everybody. But looking back now, it wasn't a shock. It was, I got out of my own way. I didn't let the nerves take over. I knew how to do all of those skills. I could not do gymnastics for a week and a half because I had trained whatever 20, 30 hours a week for years leading up to that point. Like, I knew I could do those skills. And it's the same thing for you guys, that if you miss a practice or something like that, it's not the end of the world. The important piece of it is the practices, that when you are able to practice, that you're making the most of that. And of that being said, don't suddenly change everything the minute that you walk into a meet. I will watch girls, you know, think about a practice when you go in there. You're talking with your friends, you're taking turns, you know, everything, it's just different. It just feels different a lot of times. And I know at least for me, you know, I would go into meet mode and I'll watch girls even this weekend, you know, at the pink meet that like, I'll watch girls and they just like shut down for the couple hours that they were competing, that they were in their own bubble, that they weren't talking to anybody, they weren't enjoying themselves. They were like, looked miserable, you know, the whole meet. And it takes a toll. It takes a toll on you mentally. It drains that brain battery that we have talked about before. It's hard. So, you know, it is important to recreate practice in those meet days. Like, talk with your teammates, cheer them on, have fun with it, stay more relaxed. Just because it's meet day, it doesn't mean that you need to change everything. You can chalk up the same way, you can do the same routines, you can warm up the same way, you can still talk to your teammates. Like, it doesn't have to be this whole separate entity, because you don't get in enough meets to practice that separately. The flip side of that, which we talked about a little bit, is, you know, making sure that you're bringing some of that, when you think about meet day and the energy and the focus and the motivation that you're bringing to meet day, try to carry some of that over to practice. Try to walk into practice. That's your opportunity to get the most, to really improve. Meet, great. If you hit a meet, fantastic. But it's not necessarily going to move you forward too much. If you bring your all in practice, that many hours a week, that many turns, that many routines, that's the important part. So try to pump, you know, get that energy, get that motivation, get that focus going for practice. One, it'll help it feel a little bit more like a meet. Two, it'll help you improve. And, you know, it's just important. That's how you're going to improve. That's how you're going to move forward. That's how you're going to meet your goals. That practices are so crucial. So let's put a little bit more weight on practice and a little bit less weight on the competition. All of that being said, as always, you can feel free to visit us at gymnastmindset.com. We have a ton of resources there. You can follow us on Facebook, click over here, follow us there, catch all of our past Facebook lives and other videos and articles that we posted. You know, if you are in this sport, you know how mental it can be. So, you know, pass it along to someone else that could use this. You can message us, you can email us, you can request a free trial session, whatever it is, ask any questions. I am happy to answer anything anytime. That is what we are here for. And until next time, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week here. Start off the week right, and focus really hard in practice this week. And I will talk to you guys next week. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.